I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States is awash in discord following the presidential election. Stories of hate crimes have flooded social media, and police are investigating one such report of an assault of two Muslim women on two different college campuses last Wednesday. Muslims, among other minorities, are afraid. We asked Bob Blinko of Frontiers USA how to reach out.
Election or not, what we have is a movement of the Lord in our time to bring near to Christians the people who have never been Christian and who will become Christians by the witness of their Christian neighbors.
He says we should put aside our own fears to start loving and building into the lives of the people around us. In other words, don't get caught up in the noise. For ideas on how to reach out to your Muslim neighbors with hope, go to missionnews.org. And today marks InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's 75th official year serving students. And to celebrate, InterVarsity's president, Tom Lynn, is sharing a bit of InterVarsity's history.
Our official beginning, you know, when we were incorporated, was in November 1941. But the roots of the movement are really with students at the University of Cambridge in England. So in 1877, there was a group of Christian students who wanted to meet together and to pray, to study the Bible, to share the gospel with fellow students. And so they started a group, and eventually they formed what was called the British InterVarsity.
For more details on InterVarsity's history and how they're going to celebrate, missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.